Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Gillette Reproductive Health must raise $40,000 for chance at county funding. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. For the first time since 2019, Gillette Reproductive Health could receive optional 1% sales tax funding from Campbell County, but only if it meets a tough condition. According to the Gillette News Record, the Campbell County Commission has approved up to $15,000 in 1% funds for the nonprofit, but only if it first raises $40,000 in private donations. Any amount raised beyond will be matched dollar for dollar up to $15,000. The organization had requested $25,000, and the care board recommended $15,425. Commissioners ultimately approved the conditional funding in a 3-2 vote, with some saying the match would incentivize more community support. Executive Director Julie Price Carroll called the $40,000 goal deeply disappointing and nearly impossible given the group's small staff and limited resources, but said the organization will not abandon its mission. ESA program on hold as judge issues injunction. Final ruling expected mid-July. Wyoming's Education Savings Account Program is on pause after a judge issued a temporary injunction halting the release of funds that were scheduled to begin July 1st. The ruling affects nearly 4,000 families who had applied for the $7,000 per student funding intended to support alternative education options for the upcoming school year. In a statement from the Superintendent of Public Instruction, Megan Degenfelder, the final written order from the court is expected by mid-July and will determine whether the ESA program can move forward or remain blocked. ESA program officials say they are working closely with their platform provider to potentially reopen the universal family application later this month, should the program be allowed to proceed. The goal is to reach full program capacity if the judge's final decision permits. Program administrators emphasize their continued commitment to distributing funds and supporting families, schools, and education service providers who have been preparing for implementation. They also noted ongoing collaboration with the Wyoming Attorney General's Office to defend school choice and advocate for the program's reinstatement. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalane.